Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day brought to you by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts.
Oh, we got Baldy here on the line. Dude, you'll love this. This is giving me goosebumps.
Oh, Colts, boy.
Colts are trading 2 first-round picks.
You gotta be kidding me, Sal. This is fantastic, baby. Let's go. Hey, give me some, Huff. This is the day.
Ow. Huff, why are you hitting me?
Easy, Huff. He's fragile over there.
We're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Boldy, I didn't think they had it in them.
Wow.
I'm pleasantly surprised here. Give us your initial reaction to hearing Sauce Gardner traded to the Colts.
I mean, I'm surprised. I really am. I thought he was going to be a core player for a long time with this organization, especially Aaron Glenn being a former corner with the Jets and the relationship you thought has not played great, certainly over the last 2 seasons.
The only way to really change the culture is to change the roster and rid yourself of the players, even if they're good players like Sauce or potentially Garrett Wilson or Breece Hall. Don't you think that expedites the process here and it's something you could be excited about from a Jets perspective, trying to clean house and bring in new players?
Well, we've seen the Jets with 4 first-round draft picks. They didn't change much at one point in their careers. I mean, it depends on what you're doing with them and what kind of players you're bringing in.
All right, I'm just reading some tweets here, of course, Call of the Day. In case you missed anything, check out on the free Odyssey app, Connor Hughes of SNY, talking about how there are teams still interested in Breece Hall. Quinnen Williams, a name to watch.
Quincy.
Quincy as well.
And Quinnen, yeah.
Jermaine Johnson. Yep. He's also, and I'm sure that there are some people that get into this idea. Well, you know, the Jets get these draft picks and now they're going to try to use those draft picks to draft a player like Sauce Gardner. No. In this particular case, what you're trying to do, this is year one of a total rebuild. Strip it down to the studs and rebuild it. Get anybody in here that was a part of the stench before out. That would be my philosophy. You want to keep Garrett Wilson, whatever, but anybody that's got any value, get something for it. Now you are in a position of power. Now, what Muji and Glenn do with it is going to ultimately determine if the Jets are able to turn this thing around or if those guys are going to be fired. I'm going to be back in the same cycle again that we've been over time and time again. But you want to put yourself in a position of power. Clean slate, rookie GM, rookie head coach, starting fresh from year one. Forget about the wins, losses. Try to build this thing the right way. Now you stockpile a couple of first-round picks, get a wide receiver with potential, maybe more to come. But either way, you get your next draft. It's all your draft again. You could also trade up to get a quarterback. Like, this is a position of power. This move is the beginning of the Jets setting themselves up very nicely here for the next few years as far as taking a run at turning this whole thing around.
The Jets have become power brokers all of a sudden in an incredibly unconventional and unexpected way here. They're power brokers in the sense that this extra draft stock and cupboards filling, if you will, they could do things in 2026 that they couldn't do before this trade was made necessarily. Same for 2027.
Right.
I don't know who's out there, but if there's a quarterback that is maybe disgruntled behind the scenes for a team that's already really good around the NFL, and I don't mean like a veteran retread. I mean, hey, listen, Matthew Stafford was dealt. Who the hell knows what could happen anymore? So this
Goff was dealt to the Lions, change everything around there.
No doubt about it. This can put themselves at the central part of any meaningful quarterback discussion, either collegiately or current players now really for the next couple of years. So this opens things up. Awesome.
Not to mention, but we will again, that it's not like Sauce Gardner was Darrelle Revis. When the Jets traded Revis, we were talking about it, like Revis is the best player, certainly the best corner, and the Jets were maybe in a little bit of a different spot back then. I remember not loving that, or even the Jamal Adams thing. This is different. Sauce Gardner was underperforming. And the idea you would be able to move on from him and save cap space and save financial flexibility and get two top first-round picks back and a third and a wide receiver. Not to mention, I'm not sold that the Colts are going to have one of the best records. Right now, they have one of the best records. We won't over the schedule.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Before, not that easy. Like, I could see things falling off a little bit for the Colts.
Can they lose two out of three at some point? Sure, I don't think that they're above that. Matter of fact, I almost expect them to. And you're right, they do get cash, which we don't really care about. That's more of a Woody thing.
Yeah, but you could use that elsewhere.
Yeah, but they get a lot of cap space, right, which is something that you and I were watching during the break here. Sets them up. Awesome. Phenomenal.
Eddie is calling from Manhattan. What's up, Ed?
What's up, Ed?
Hey, BTS, I love you guys. It's a great day for the Jets.
It is.
Who's questioning this, man? It's a lost season, man. We got you just explained it perfectly, Sal. Everything we got for this guy. And that makes me wonder, were there pitchers and a foreman that were involved in this? I mean, you got to be kidding me, man. Keep it going, bro. I want to keep Jermaine Johnson. I want to keep Will McDonald. The O-line, like BT said, I want to keep those guys. Everybody else, Garrett, yeah, we'll keep him. But everybody else, keep it going, bro. Don't stop now. Keep it going.
Well, it's good job, Ed. Good passion. It's on Muji and Glenn, and this is what happens in year one when they're evaluating what they have inherited here. It's on them to identify, this could be anybody. I don't care if they have value or not. Jermaine Johnson, Will McDonald. It's on them to decipher whether they believe those guys are worth investing in long-term, keeping them here, being part of the turnaround, or saying, you know what? It's not worth it. I'd rather get whatever pick we could get back. Breece Hall, same thing. Like, is he going to be part of the turnaround? I'm okay with whatever they decide to do, but that's what needs to happen. Those guys evaluating their players for the first 8 weeks of the year.
That's a big part of it, and that's a really important part, and it's not you can watch tape until you're in the building and on the field every day, seeing the habits, whatever. The ability to elevate teammates. You know, this is very interesting to me, because I always thought, I never looked at it in this term, but I had Patino on the Unkillable podcast. You're like, why would you? He's not even a Jets fan. Well,
told you I like that one.
Yeah, you did see that. I think that's the only one you watched. There you go. So I wanted Rick on to talk about how do you build a culture? Because, again, we ask the question all the time. Where do you start? Where do you start? And I was always under the mindset, the best way to build a culture is to get rid of the bad guys, the me guys. And that's the obvious stuff, the selfish people. Now, Sauce is not a selfish guy. He's not a bad guy. He's not even a me guy. He's just not a Glenn guy necessarily. And that's why the real-time evaluation of the roster, I give them so much credit for cutting the cord with somebody that, while every call we've taken so far has been favorable, and the results or the reaction on social media has been overwhelmingly the Jets crushed it, there will be some dissenting views, people who do love Sauce and maybe think he's better than you and I do, and they're going to have a problem with that. You can't factor that in. He's a good guy, but he didn't fit, and that's okay.
And they weren't winning with him. It's not. Yeah, you're right. He's not a bad
person.
It's
okay.
Yeah, he wasn't. They weren't winning with him. Like, I hate the idea, and it pertains to the Mets as well. Like, okay, well, all these guys had big years. Bring them all back.
Yeah.
No, it can't just be the easy thing. Well, yeah, statistically, they had decent years. Bring them all back. What do you think is going to change with that? So, like, statistically, you could look at Sauce and say, well, here's how he grades out. And, I can't give up him because he's the one rare guy that the Jets have hit on when they had a top selection. No, these are the type of difficult decisions that need to be made to start the process of turning this thing around. It's not an easy thing. He's a very popular player, I'm sure, within the locker room, within the fan base. We know about that, and we know that he could be an effective player based on some of the metrics. Also, you know, if you watch him, he's been disappointing from what he was supposed to be, but let that now be the Colts' problem. Point is, it's a very difficult thing to do, and that's why I give Muji and Glenn credit for doing it and executing at a high level, bringing back what they did.
Yeah, that's why I said to Sal before, like, this gives you a look into Muji's mindset. So this should, I think, embolden Jet fans, at least as you get into eventually the offseason. There's a big swing to be taken. Obviously, Muji's not afraid to do it. But now, here's a little sobering just to kind of balance everything out here. So the two first-round picks they got back for Jamal Adams, that equated to Elijah Vera Tucker and Garrett Wilson. Now, see, this is the thing. Joe Douglas actually hit on both of the players.
Right.
AVT stud, can't stay healthy. Garrett Wilson stud, he's been healthy for the most part, but it hasn't changed the bottom line. All this does is represent opportunity while resetting the finances.
Correct.
And reestablishing the direction of, like, the DNA of the team and the vision of the people who are now building the team.
In year one.
Yeah, yeah. It's not year three. That's a good point.
It's not year three. There's not convoluted. The head coach was here, but then he got fired. A new GM came in. It's year one. There's cohesion because it's Muji and Glenn starting this thing together. And in this first year, it's not waiting till year three to figure out Sauce ain't it or whatever it may be. Stockpiling now. In the first year, knowing, okay, we're trying to build the culture, let's win some games. If there's a quarterback that they love in the draft this year, boom, they strike. If not, they pass and wait till next year. Like, that's what you want. The timeline is in a very good spot. It doesn't guarantee anything, but I like this structure and setup being on the same timeline with the new guys here and letting them take their shot at trying to rebuild.
Now, you don't make a move just to, you know, get the vultures away from the carcass here, but think about the conversation really most of this season. Man, Aaron's pretty, he's pretty, we just had the conversation. Yeah. Now, you and I, it doesn't bother us here because we realize what he's trying to do, but it has bothered some people. Man, this guy's really combative for a dude who's won one game. I mean, a little big for your britches there. Well, does anybody care what Aaron Gillette is, like, what he's going to say or how he's going to comport himself at the podium now? It's about the real stuff that matters. An exchange with Rich Cimini about the quarterback and who's starting and what I'm going to tell you and what I'm not going to tell you, what I'm ready to tell you or I'm not ready to tell you. That's all insignificant drivel that piles up for a loser franchise because there's nothing else to talk about. This is the stuff that matters.
But now go beat the Browns on Sunday and that will help even more start to go in the right direction. Chris is in Jersey City. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Appreciate you guys taking my call. You know, definitely the trade was a big shock to me, that just because it wasn't a name that we were really expecting. But the one thing that kind of comes to my mind, especially with the picks, you know, a lot of people are saying that the Colts are going to be good and then we're going to get these late round, first round picks. My question is this. Do you think that they make a move like this knowing that they are trying to avoid like a Zach Wilson, Trevor Lawrence kind of draft where they almost played themselves out of the number one pick? I'm kind of coming from the point of view of, like, you know, if they get more first-round picks and let's say they don't end up with the first overall
they can move up and get them.
Draft, they can move up and get them.
Possible. I mean, is that the impetus? I don't know fully, but it's a possibility.
Or, as you said, go get a veteran quarterback. Not even a veteran quarterback, but somebody that's maybe disgruntled or needs a change of scenery. There are sometimes shocking let's just say it's the first thing that came to mind. I wouldn't want him, but just say that Ben Johnson, by next year, is like, you know what? I've now seen Caleb Williams up close and personal, and I want no part of him. And they decide to move him. Whatever it may be, it happened with the great example you had before with Stafford going from the Lions to the Rams, and then the Lions getting Goff. It changed the fortunes of both franchises. Those things can happen. And when you have that now, you know, equity in draft capital, it puts you more so in play.
It puts you in play because now every big boy conversation, whether it's the first overall pick this year, the first overall pick next year, a quarterback, as we just said, who's maybe disgruntled, even behind the scenes, we might not know about it, who's really, really good and is already in the league. And if he's going to be dealt, the Jets can now centrally insert themselves into every big discussion, and that's how you accelerate progress.
All right, that does it for us today. Thanks to Dove, and thanks to Hoff, as always, helping us out. Thanks to everybody who listened and called. We appreciate each and every one of you. Back again tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Evan and Tiki. They're coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.